Topping the entertainment bill was the Bulawayo Football Festival Challenge, in which Islanders overcame newly promoted Kasolanga Premier Soccer League side, Bulawayo City 1-0. A solitary 41st-minute goal from Prince Dube saw Boso come out tops and confirmed the Bulawayo Giants' intentions of making an impact in the Kasolanga Premier Soccer League after last winning the title in 2006. Daramo supporter Johnson Munashe says after yesterday's performance, Boso will be one of the teams to beat this season.
Islanders, they play a good competition last weekend, this weekend, so that they may, I think they are the better team to win.
Even football analyst Fanrai Kambamura is of the opinion that after years of struggling, Boso have recovered and to provide a strong challenge for the championship.
For the past 2 years, Islanders have been a depleted side. Watching them play during the weekend, I think this year they are forced to reckon.
However, despite the good show from Islanders, Kambamura believes the 2016 league title will be in the hands of Harare City and Chicken Inn, who spent heavily on the transfer market.
Harare City have got a slight edge above all the guys in the Premier League, considering they have got all the cream de la cream of the Premier League.
On the same day, Islanders' bitter rivals Dynamos were in a double header against Black Mambas and Wawa at Rufaro Stadium. Dimbare fielded two teams, one against Mambas, where they drew 1-0, and another against Wawa, which they won 4-0. And Kambamura believed the fact that Dynamos could afford to field two teams against two classic oppositions shows that they have the overall strength and team spirit to sustain a realistic challenge for the league title. He says their new Portuguese coach, Jorge Silva, is one of the reasons why they will strongly fight for the league championship.
After the departure of the likes of Chitio and company, I thought probably they are depleted side, but watching them over the weekend, they managed to field two squads. They drew the first match, they won the second match 4-0 against Wawa, and the match was without drama. Mutuma tried to emulate Messi Suarez's penalty kick, and he was immediately punished by the no-nonsense coach from Portugal. He was ordered to do 10 press-ups. I think this year they are just a force to reckon with.
On the same vein, the green machine of Capes United could not be left behind as they are on a tour of Mozambique. The former captains of Zimbabwean football played a goalless draw against popular Mozambican side Ferroviario before beating AS Venela 2-0 in their next game. The intensity of the Zimbabwean club's pre-season friendly matches confirms how much they want to be crowned local football champions. The 2016 Kasolanga Premier Soccer League program has been delayed and will only begin in April. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.